تستمع الجامعة العامة الآن إلى كلمة يلقيها صاحب الفخامة.
The General Assembly will now hear a statement by His Excellency the President of the Republic of Slovenia. I request protocol to escort His Excellency.
باسم الجامعة العامة يشرفني أن أرحب في الأمم المتحدة.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I am honored to I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Borut Pahor, President of the Republic of Slovenia, and invite him to address the Assembly.
Mr. President, I would like to congratulate Mr. John Ash on his election and wish him every success. Let me also pay tribute to the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and thank him for his tireless effort and leadership in promoting the ideals and principles enshrined in the chapter of the United Nations. The ideal and principle that should guide us is creating a world in which everybody can live free from fear, free from want, and in a dignity. The UN has achieved many extraordinary successes and achievements in the past. But we also have to acknowledge some disappointing and frustrating setbacks and failures. I believe it is now more than ever that the UN must play a major role in international relations. We live at a time when the balance of global power is changing in a rapid and in dramatic way. Thus far in history, this kind of global change has never ended without global conflict. And we established the United Nations precisely in order to prevent such conflicts in the future. Less than 20 years ago, we witnessed events that shocked our human conscience. Genocide in Rwanda, followed by Srebrenica and Darfur. We should have learned lasting lessons from these horrific events. We vowed never to let this happen again. We collectively endorse the responsibility to protect human beings from mass atrocities and gross and systematic violence of human rights. And yet, we failed again. We are faced with another human tragedy unfolding before our eyes in Syria. After more than 2 years of brutal violence against civilians, including women and children, we have still not found a political solution in the framework of the United Nations. The use of chemical weapons in Syria is not only considered a war crime, it is an assault against our common humanity. Sovereignty as responsibility implies that states are responsible for the well-being of their citizens. It does not give them a license to kill their own citizens. If states manifestly fail to protect their population, the international community has a responsibility to react. When faced with mass atrocities, indifference is not and will not represent an option. The report of the United Nations inspectors was clear, credible, and impartial. The U.S.-Russian agreement on the framework for the elimination of Syrian chemical weapons must be implemented without delay. Syria's accession to the UN Chemical Weapons Convention is a positive step. Syria should comply immediately and fully or face consequences. It is important that diplomacy prevailed and brought the issue back to the United Nations and to the Security Council. The Security Council should live up to its responsibility and use all appropriate measures to comprehensively address the situation in Syria. Finding a political solution remains the only viable and lasting solution to the crisis and to ensure stability in the region. We support the timely convening of the Geneva Conference. The Security Council has a primary responsibility for the maintenance of international peace and security under the United Nations Charter. It exercises this responsibility on behalf of all of us. It has an obligation to deliver and fulfill the mandate entrusted to it by the international community. Especially in this period of tensions and challenges, the responsibility of the major UN member states is even greater, since in recent years we have witnessed too many divisions in the Council that have impeded its ability to act in a timely manner. Decisive progress in Security Council reform is required to improve the efficiency, transparency, and accountability of the Council. As part of this effort, the permanent members should consider refraining from the use of a veto in situations of genocide, crimes against humanity, and serious violations of international humanitarian law. We call upon the Security Council to refer the situation in Syria to the International Criminal Court. International Criminal Court is an essential pillar of a system of international justice and a powerful tool to ensure accountability and fight against impunity of the most serious crimes. It deserves our full support. We must focus even more on addressing the root causes of conflicts and expanding our work on prevention, in particular to improve our ability to read the warning signs and trigger early action. The consequences of inaction far outweigh the risk of timely prevention and response, both in terms of money and, more importantly, in human suffering and lives. This was also a lesson learned in our neighboring region, the Western Balkans. Enhancing mutual trust through open political dialogue is a prerequisite for peaceful coexistence and long-term stability there. Slovenia and Croatia have therefore launched the Brdo process as a forum for high-level dialogue intended to strengthen relations and reconciliation among the countries in the region. Last century was a very dark chapter in Europe and in human history. In August next year, we will commemorate the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of the First World War. It brought about mass destruction of human life and new methods of warfare that we condemned by the civilized world. It was followed by the Second World War and ended with a decade of intrastate conflicts and genocides causing human suffering. Let us use our conscience and our humanity as a weapon of choice, for everyone deserves to life in dignity and peace, feeling safe, with access to food and drinking water, with a decent job and adequate pay for it. Yet sometimes, so obvious, seem to be very far from reality. It is our task to bring reality closer to our dreams. Mr. President, today's leaders of the world have a unique opportunity and possibility and responsibility to influence our common future for many decades to come. This is why it is important not to lose focus on the successful implementation of Millennium Development Goals by 2015 and agree on the post-2015 agenda. Let us transform our vision of saving future generations from the scourge of war into reality. We have no time to spare. We have no right to fail. Thank you very much.
بسم الله.